Peanut butter, banana, and vitamin sandwich? I'm intrigued.
It's career day at school and I have to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. So, hopefully a diet rich in Jif and zinc will help.
But if you'd like to get a head start, I have a witch aptitude test on my laptop.
Is it accurate?
Are you kidding? Not only did it peg me 100%, but I got into Wellesley.
Okay, I'll try it.
Just put your finger on the asterisk key and it'll show you your future.
Don't you quit on me. I need 4 milligrams of Effie. Snack! Something for my tummy. Okay, either I'm going to spend my future being sued for malpractice, or that test is wrong.
Salem, did you tamper with this test?
Took, tampered with, a cat's got to do what a cat's got to do. Tell Elton John he can start singing now.
Career day? It makes you think about your future.
I don't know. Some of these lectures are pretty nap friendly.
Spellman, Kinkle, New Girl.
I'm not new. I've been here all year.
Surly New Girl.
That's it? No calling us miscreants? No resenting us for our youth?
Why bother? Well, sure, when I became principal, I had a dream. Mandatory yes sirs, corporal punishment, scratchy woolen shorts, but my hands are tied by the school board.
And the century.
Yeah, when you look in the mirror and a man staring back is just an ineffectual figurehead, crushing young dreams, just ain't what it used to be.
It's kind of sad. You used to really revel in being unjustly mean.
Hey, wanna check out the World Needs Corn booth?
Can't. I have an appointment to talk to a career counselor. He's going to help me whittle my options down from anything but a doctor.
It's good that you're thinking about your future. You are clearly at a crucial crossroad.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for offering me that shred of hope.
Oh, and here's the literature you requested.
Although, I have to tell you that rodeo clowning might be rough on a man your age.
Duly noted.
Mr. Kraft wants to change careers?
Yes.
So, Mr. Kraft is soon to be ex-principal of My Little Hallways.
Which explains why you're floating on air. But you better get down. Your Aunt Eileen lost an eye that way.
I just hope Mr. Kraft doesn't try and move in here. Nothing sadder than a man who freeloads off a woman. Yeah, may I remind you that I'm a cat?
Should we tell Zelda?
No, she'll use her common sense to try to talk him into staying there and playing it safe.
I just got off the phone with Willard. He's having an identity crisis.
He's not sure if he's actually human?
No. He wants to change jobs.
And you talked him out of it?
Of course not.
You are so good for him.
I encouraged Willard to take a leave of absence and go find a job that will make him happy.
Yes! And you might want to mention that Mexico is brimming with opportunities.
I hope he takes your advice, but I doubt Willard Kraft would leave a job where he gets free pens.
And so, with a heavy heart, I resign as principal of Westbridge High.
I prayed for this day!
Well, I'm sure those kids were just punchy.
Well, maybe I'm being paranoid because the Bacchanal happened immediately after the announcement.
Well, you were right to keep those pens.
How am I going to pick a new career? I just fell into academics. Well, after I failed the post office exam.
You just need to try new things.
I'm scared, Zuzu. I mean, what if people scowl at me and say mean things?
You've dealt with that wonderfully for years. Willard, you are a brilliant and talented man. I want you to follow your dreams.
I'll do it. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars. place. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours?
Well, just think of all the jobs you know you don't want now.
I gotta tell you, I am seriously thinking of taking my job back at the high school.
You can't! I mean, you just have to stick to it till you find a job that's suited for you.
I tried. I've got the scabs to prove it.
So it might take a while. I mean, look at me. I found my dream job at the coffee house.
Sabrina, say hello to your new shift partner, Will.
As in, I've lost the will to live?
No, just Will. Now that I'm behind Gen X enemy lines, I thought I'd go with something a little more with it.
You've got to help me get Mr. Kraft out of there. A coffee house should be a sanctuary.
Amen. Don't worry. We'll figure something out.
Oh, and we can't tell Aunt Zelda. She'd never want me to interfere with Mr. Kraft's life.
You've got to help me get Willard out of that coffee house.
You do? I mean, absolutely.
What is an intelligent, talented man doing wasting his time in some pathetic little hole in the wall?
Hey! I mean, absolutely.
He just needs to remember his childhood dreams. You know what? I am going out and get him a copy of What Color Is Your Parachute?
Oh, sweet idea. That will never work. You better use magic. All Willard needs is a shot of dream come true.
Sounds very golden age of Hollywood.
All you have to do is squirt him, and he'll become what he wanted to be when he was a child.
Also, I'll have to quit the coffee house and we'll go back to having repeat customers.
Let's test it out.
I'm not scratching the furniture! Finally, I'm a guy in red suspenders! Get in line, ladies.
Beautiful. Well, I'll thank you later, but first I have to go shoot Will before he gets something pierced.
Two cappuccinos? Mr. Kraft? You left your job for this?
Oh, yeah, that gig was strictly L7. Hey, you two peepsters having any raves this weekend? Just get those cappuccinos.
This is like a mercy killing.
Wow, Sabrina. He wasn't bothering us that much.
Oh, this is all part of the training. Release that slop tray now, mister.
Oh. Ooh. I have someplace very important to go. Just call me the little Kraft who could.
Just call me the Dreamweaver.
Think fast, Kinkle.
Kraft, don't! No!
You got me. It was my last day on the force.
Harvey? Harvey, speak to me!
I think he's gonna survive.
What do you think this is, some kind of toy?
Hey, that guy's stealing the tip jar.
Citizens, go about your business.
Whitey team, to the rescue!
I believe this is yours. Ah, and I believe that's Frightened Criminal for I'm Sorry. Mighty team, away!
Was that Kinkle? Was he flying?
Yeah, that was Harvey flying. He's trying to get away from Bigfoot and Elvis. No more caffeine for you too. There's got to be a way to reverse this dream come true spell.
Here, once someone lives out their childhood dream, the spell will automatically end.
Great, well, Harvey obviously wanted to be a superhero, and now they saved the day at the coffee house, he's fulfilled his childhood dream. I bet he's back to normal already. Get curtains.
You gotta reverse that spell.
Excuse me, but your cat was stuck up a tree. Got a real kick out of his little fireman suit.
Oh, you're brave, virile, and easily entertained. Come back next week. He's going to be Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, better go. The guy's gonna get together and watch the fights, eat some chili.
Just the guys hanging around in our skivvies, loading up on the musical fruit and watching the sweet science. I gotta convince them I'm a real fireman.
Try losing the tail. Oh, if you're thinking of trying that matchmaking service, take it from me. Specify mammal.
I just read an email from Willard. He sounds so happy. He says he's going to follow his dream.
Really? Whatever could have gotten onto, into him.
I wonder what his dream is. You know, is it a doctor or a statesman? Or... this.
Request clearance for sugar.
Oh, look. It's Baron Von Emergency Landing.
You know, they all laughed at Lindbergh, too. But that'll change when I realize my lifelong dream of recreating his flight across the Atlantic in a tiny two-seater.
It certainly is a strange, some might even say, delusional dream, but good for you.
You have to admit, I look awfully dashing in goggles.
What's with the glasses?
Oh, I've had these for a while. I mainly use them for sleeping.
Harvey, I know your childhood dream was to be Mighty Teen.
I never met the lad, but I hear he's a nice fellow.
I need to know, what mission does he have to fulfill or motto does he have to live up to?
Mighty Teen was put on this earth to save the world.
The whole world?
Or so I've been told.
These bathrooms are nothing but trouble. They always run out of toilet paper.
Trouble? Excuse me, I just remembered I left my notebook in this classroom. When there's trouble around, Mighty Teen will be found.
Oh, super!
Not Super Teen, Mighty Teen.
Kinkle, what are you doing?
This is one great senior prank, huh?
And yet there's nothing funny about poor hygiene. Mighty Teen, away!
Admit, he really pulls off that cape.
Do you think bringing an economy-sized roll of toilet paper to an empty bathroom would fulfill Mighty Teen's quest to... I'm gonna stop talking now.
Well, what do you think? I wanted it to be just like Lindbergh's.
Wow. Looks nothing like Lindbergh's. And that even though you used modern materials, you managed to make it so much less safe.
Guess what I named her after.
Oh, Willard, you didn't. Oh. You didn't.
Yep. The spirit of Westbridge. See, I want my flight to be just like Lindy's, right down to only taking one bologna sandwich and a tiny bottle of water and a lawn chair to sit in.
Dear,
mm-hmm.
I think it's wonderful that you have your lunch meat and your terribly rickety chair. But what about the small matter of flying experience?
Oh, well, if I get into trouble, I'll just fly square circles until I can latch onto the proper longitude.
Right. You seem to have acquired a great deal of aviation knowledge very suddenly, almost magically. Excuse me, I have to go see my sister and make some accusations.
Somewhere in these comic books, there has to be a story where Mighty Teen saves the world. All we have to do is recreate it, and Harvey will go back to normal.
Here's one where Mighty Teen squeezes his radioactive zit on his arch nemesis.
Okay, gross, and keep looking. You know, the good thing about having changed Harvey into a superhero is he'll never feel pain or die.
You obviously didn't read issue number 64, where he died painfully. Sorry.
Okay, more good news. What is it?
This is Red Eagle, the squad leader. We are in progress.
Do you smell smoke?
Nothing to worry about, folks. Keep it moving and let the fireman do his job.
I hate to interfere with the pro, so I have no problem doing this.
But I wanted to fight the fire and prevent our home from incinerating.
Who started this fire anyway?
Me.
Did you put some sort of spell on Willard?
I can honestly tell you that, yes, there is a spell on him, and I can honestly tell you that, no, I didn't do it.
You know, it would have been a lot easier just to say, Sabrina did it, Aunt Snitch.
Sabrina, you are in serious trouble.
Where there's trouble around, Mighty Teen will be found.
Obviously, one of Mighty Teen's powers is eavesdropping.
Let the girl go, oh dark one.
I'm her aunt.
It's okay, I did something wrong and my aunt was upset with me.
A false alarm. Much like the conundrum I faced in issue number 15, Requiem for a Mutant. Mighty Teen, away! Criminals, beware!
You've warned them! Isn't that enough?
But Harvey's strange behavior couldn't have anything to do with Willard. I mean, there is no spell that would make Willard want to fly across the ocean and turn Harvey into a superhero.
Uh-huh. Dream come true. Or whatever you call that thing you made.
I mean, you put a childhood dream spell on Willard.
You said you wanted him to follow his dreams.
He's flying to Paris in a hunk of balsa wood.
Oh, that thing will never get off the ground.
See you in 33 and a half hours!
He seemed happy.
Sally, just a thought, but maybe you should go along with Willard so that he doesn't, die.
I can't. Since Sabrina put the spell on him, only she can protect him.
But I have to protect Harvey. Who knows what evil he's chosen to fight? I mean, some criminals can be downright mean.
Sabrina, we are in triage. My boyfriend's situation is worse right now. And he doesn't have superpowers.
Right, I'll go. But if you hear the anguished screams of Mighty Teen, will you please call the Justice League of America?
Boy, this spell has really gotten out of control. Bad, Sabrina.
I'm free! Away from the world and its mundane little annoyances!
Hey!
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm not really here. I'm a phantom. Just like Lindbergh hallucinated after 20 hours of flying.
Yeah, but I've only been flying a few minutes.
Well, it's a much more fast-paced world. Look at MTV. What's that noise? It sounds like an engine failing.
That would be your engine failing. Usually a sure sign that we're going down.
Tempting, but...
That's it, baby. Yes, I knew you wouldn't let me down. I hope you're in the mood for burritos, because Paris, France, here we go. E6.
Stop trying to sink my battleship. I'm trying to trace Willard and Sabrina's flight over the Atlantic.
Well, I just want to tell you about me fulfilling my childhood dream.
Later.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. There I was. Cut off from my squadron, and Lady Fahrenheit was cranking up the jet. Nothing more than my wits to arm me. I saved countless lives by subduing a raging brush fire.
This is coming out of your allowance, you little pyro.
You know, I don't think a daredevil like Lindy would settle for a straight line. Let's make this interesting.
Stop!
Where's your sense of adventure?
Am I thrown along with my stomach? Ow!
Well, that was fun.
I can't straighten my finger out.
Yeah, but why would you need to? Just leave the driving to us. Come fly with me. Let's float. Let's... Oh, sweet mother of mercy, we're out of gas.
Oh, no, my magic's out.
I knew I shouldn't have used the dials off of Mother's stove.
No, because I can't, my finger.
Look, will you shut up about your finger? I don't understand this. I filled this plane with the exact same amount of gas that Lindy did.
Yeah, but Lindbergh didn't waste all the gas circling over the Carnival cruise ship trying to get a glimpse of Kathy Lee.
I just can't wait and worry.
Oh, don't be such a worry witch. Sabrina and Willard are going to be fine. And if anything goes wrong, Sabrina has her magic.
I guess this is it.
No, this is it.
Mr. Kraft, this may be my last chance to tell you how I feel about you.
Well, there's something I want to share with you too, Sabrina.
Me first. You're an idiot. You didn't even buy enough gas and now we're going down, you shovelhead.
Well, you give dead weight a bad name, you whiny little stowaway. This is taking an awfully long time.
And it hasn't even hurt yet.
Are you on the Rainbow Bridge being greeted by family members and old pets?
We're flying again, look.
What? But how? Where's that music coming from?
When trouble's around, Mighty Teen really will be found.
My hero. That sounds so phony in comic books, but now I get it.
The emotions in comic books are real. Just don't send away for the X-ray specs.
Ow. I hurt my finger in the world's most ill-advised barrel roll.
Well, lucky for you, I have some teen back teen in my utility belt.
At the risk of being redundant, my hero!
Often heard, but never tiresome.
Has my childhood dream come true? Are we in Paris?
Yeah, I mean, we!
This must be just how Lindy felt. I wonder how long it took his cheeks to wake up.
So
there any way I can talk you out of going off to save the world?
But I already saved it. You're my world.
Now I know why Superman ruined Lois for other men.
What?
Essay for my comic books' literature class. Hey, what's all that ruckus over there?
Bonjour, Monsieur Fromage.
French embassy come for career week?
I think everyone's just weirdly excited to welcome Mr. Kraft back.
So Willard remembers nothing?
Nada. He's principal again. And even though the hours are long, the pay is short, and he's still ineffectual, he says he's never been happier.
So maybe it's time for me to be out of the doghouse for my childhood dream spell? It looks like it worked.
Yeah, and that peace with yourself spell that you put on Willard didn't hurt either. Did it, Zelly?
What?
You really are Aunt Snitch, aren't you?
Why are you still dressed like that? I thought you fulfilled your pitiful dream of ruining my hairbrushes.
I want people to recognize me from the four-alarm fireman's calendar. I'm Mr. November.
Well, this will certainly change your image.
I know. It's airbrushed.